Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries. This is Ladies Night with Evangelist Sheila. And so we're just excited to have what the message she's going to be giving tonight. Title is What's in a Name? And so we're going to be go ahead and just bringing her on so she can share this powerful message with you.
Well, good evening, ladies. We are going to look at the scriptures this evening and start off in Psalms 23:3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So we're going to look at what's in a name this evening, and yet we're also going to examine the concept of restoreth my soul. In other words, it's in this obedience to him that I'm revived. And how many of us do not like the word obedience, right? Or obedience, right? We fight that. And yet, as in his grace, I'm restored. So I want to read from you Matthew Henry's commentary, and it states, "The way of duty is a truly pleasant way, the work of righteousness and peace. In these paths we cannot walk unless God leads us into them and leads us on in them. Discontent and distrust proceed from unbelief. An unsteady walk is the consequence. Let us then simply trust our shepherd's care and hearken to his voice." So we're going to look at my soul. And why would my soul need to be restored? The soul in the Hebrew can also be translated into meaning your living being, your life, yourself, your person, your desire, your passion, your appetite, your emotions. Hearing it that way, can you see why our soul may need to be restored, to turn it back to God and his ways, or to return to him? So does your soul need to be restored if you're saved and your heart's given to him? And the answer to that is yes. Our soul does need to be restored to him. He restores our soul in a variety, when we're in a variety of conditions. Maybe we've slowly slipped back into sin or our old ways or that old woman that we used to be. Then he brings us back again when we're led or driven away. He heals that area in our soul. When we're fainting or swooning in life, and well, actually sometimes we just feel like we're ready to die away, his spirit fetches it back again. He relieves us, he revives us, he refreshes us, he comforts us, all with the discovery of his love, with the promise of his word, and with the consolations that his spirit, and only his spirit, can bring. You see, it's living life, with a capital L, and overcoming yourself. You see, the self, our own desires for ourselves, the things that pleasure us and are just our flesh, it actually taints the soul. And it rises over those desires that God wants us to have and the desires that we have for God. Therefore, restoring the soul comes into play in our daily lives. Sometimes it's hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. You know, we need to be restored. And it's not a loss of salvation that we're referring to. It's actually the process of sanctification. Okay? And sanctification, well, sometimes it hurts because, once again, we have to die to ourselves and move towards those things that God has for us. The paths of righteousness explained in the scriptures, well, those are of safety. And those are directed by God. And that path is pleasing to him. And notice this path of righteousness. So we are in right standing with God and walking on that path. We have given our hearts and our lives and our soul to him, and we're following him. We still depend on the grace of God while on these paths of righteousness. It is not a walk to be done on our own. We will never make it on our own or with our ways or our works. He is the path of righteousness, okay, and it's not the path of self. So we need him on that path. It's for his name's sake, as the scripture says. Notice it says his name's sake, not for my name's sake. For the name that I carry from my soul and represent in my daily life is his, not mine. It's for his own glory and the praise of his grace, and not for any merits of men. When you keep his name good, ladies, not only will your name be so good in the world, all right? But our goal is for his name to rise above any name. Our name, our family's names, the neighbor's names, the names that the people call us, right? We rise above in his name and we keep his name good, all right? For his name's sake. In his perfection, not in our perfection, but yet it's all for our good and for our welfare. To magnify his name, because no one really needs to know our name. We can't do anything for anyone. Our name is not powerful in the spiritual perspective. Now, here on this earth, last names have pull, power, and influence. And we all know that, right? Because we've come across those people. You know, like keeping up with the Joneses. We kind of heard those types of phrases. And there's certain names in all the towns that people know above all other names. And they have influence for whatever reason being in that town. But I want to tell you right now, I don't care what someone's name is. There's no name that is more powerful than Jesus. And there's also no name, get this, that's also more offensive than the name of Jesus. Okay? Because the name of Jesus puts everyone in check. And who wants to be put in check, right? Okay? So the name of Jesus is powerful, right? All power to heal, save. But also, it can be offensive to others because it puts us into check. But it is a good name. Rather, it's putting someone in check, that's good. It's a good name, right? And remember saying Jesus, and there's a healing that comes and salvation comes, that is good. So either way you look at it, it's a good name, right? It is a good name. And I want you to know something, and I'm going to say this, and some of you will be like, what? Let me think about that. Not for sure about that. But it keeps coming back to me. If I don't say it, then I'm denying what the Holy Spirit is actually asking me to say. And he started working with me on this last night. It's his name's sake. So everything that we're working on, the restoring of our soul, walking in the paths of righteousness, is for his name's sake. It is for his glory. But I want you to look at it just a little bit different. Remember, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And you're going to find that in Proverbs 22:1. When I said that, there's no higher name than Jesus. In Ecclesiastes 7:1, it says, a good name is better than fine perfume. All right? And we know perfume back in the day was very costly. Still, some are today. So I want us to look at that. Okay? We're working on a name. All right? The restoring of the soul, the leading me in the path of righteousness is for his name's sake. So there's a name to be elevated here. And is the name of God. He is to get glory. It is the name of Jesus Christ. But within that concept, I want you to think of something, ladies. As Christians, you are his namesake. Okay? And you're sitting there going, what? That doesn't make any sense to me. Remember what a namesake is. It's a sharing of a name. It's having that name in common. All right? So you are his namesakes as Christians because you walk around carrying the name of Jesus Christ. From your soul. So it is that good name that you are carrying around that is greater than riches, that is better than fine perfume, and we are to live it in such a manner that is represented as such. Okay, so that's like one of the greatest challenges so many of us can ever face. But listen, you're not facing that challenge alone. You're facing that challenge with his graces, with his power, with his good name, with you. Okay? So we want to raise his name above all names. How do I raise his name above all names? Well, we bring him honor. All right? I know all of my life, I'm an I girl. That is spelled E-Y-E. And it was so very important to me all my life to honor my dad. It just was. I carried his name. I had my physical dad, my biological dad here on this earth. I respected him. He is and was, will always be a very good man. He's a Christian man. And I frankly did not want any dishonor coming to his name. And I didn't want to come because of me. I just didn't want it to happen. Now, did I bring dishonor to his name in my life? Yes, I did. because even with your best efforts, you're still going to fail. And I know that I disappointed that last name, and I brought some dishonor to that last name with some of the choices that I made in my life. Was I able to restore the honor to that name? Yes, I was. Okay, so my last name, carrying my daddy's last name, was very important to me. And I didn't want anything negative to come upon my dad's last name. I wanted to honor him. And some of us have that for the family name, right? Because the names carry down from generation to generation. Some of us name our children after parents and grandparents and family members that came before us. Why? Because we're carrying on the name. We're honoring the name, that family name. I want you to know that as a Christian, you have a family name, okay? And it's very important to remember that family name. You can honor it, you can elevate it, you can live it, and you can continue that family name from generation to generation. That is the name of Jesus Christ, all right? That's your family name. Because when you gave your heart and soul to him, you became a part of his family. You are adopted in, girls. You are sisters. You are sisters, and you are a daughter of the King, okay? I want you to remember that when you're interacting with one another. I feel very strongly to push this in right now and say it. When I said you're sisters, ladies, you're sisters. Following Jesus Christ, you are sisters. There is the blood of Jesus Christ that ties you and binds you with one another and to him. So remember your family name when you're dealing with one another, how you're treating one another, how you're speaking to one another, your dealings with one another. Remember, in how we act and live, we're either bringing honor to that name of Jesus Christ, the namesake, or we're bringing dishonor. We're bringing glory or we're not bringing glory. So I'm going to throw that in right there for something for you to think about when you're dealing with your family name, the name of Jesus Christ. All right? So what is the application of all of this? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, you know what it is? It's living it out. Okay? And it is sanctification. All right? In the scriptures in Philippians 2 and 12, it states, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Okay, this is where that obedience comes into play and that submission to him. And aren't those two words, ladies, that we do not like? We do not like the word obedience, and we disdain the word submission, right? Because what does it portray us as? Especially that word submission, we think, oh, it makes us weak, right? Now we're bowing down to something else. Submission is actually a very, very powerful place to be, all right? It's submitting your will to his will and following him. And tell you what, the power arises. So submission is not a weak place. It is a powerful place to be. All right? The working of God's grace in us is to quicken and engage our endeavor. So God's good will to us is the cause of that good work in us, which will bring the restoring of our soul, the leading us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, for his glory. Note, it's your own salvation that you're working out. Okay, ladies, it's your own. All right? So you're keeping yourself in check. You're not keeping your sisters and your brothers in check. All right? It's your responsibility to examine yourself with the Word of God and work this out. Your convictions may not be that of another. So don't place your convictions on someone else. You don't know what God's working out in someone else. Pay attention to what God's working out in you. Honestly, now, sometimes you try to help other people work it out because we think we're helping them and being good. But when you get involved sometimes, if you're definitely not led by the Holy Spirit, you can be messing up what God's actually trying to do. Because sometimes people have to go through different things to work out their own salvation, and we can't get in the way. If we get in the way, then the work is never, well, completed. Because God has to do the work and complete that work in that person. Listen, God knows what needs to be done to work out in every individual soul. He knows what needs to be done in your life to work out in every individual soul. What God permits in your life to reach that corner that you think you're hiding from him, or the corner you don't want cleaned up yet, that corner of your soul will not be the same method or what God permits to work out in another individual. Our sins are different, but yet sin is sin. What we each cling to is different in one another's life. What we need to let go of is different. So God knows what you need to go through, to live through, for your restoring of your soul. He knows what you are clinging to. He knows what you need to let go of. He knows what you're thinking about and what you need to change your thinking in. He knows what you're saying and the words that you need to change. Okay? Sanctification. It's painful, but it's right. And it's good. We resist it, but yet we know we need it. It needs to happen. It's when you're clinging to something and God is redirecting you to let it go so you can grow in Him. Be more like Him. His name's sake. It's losing your identity to be identified in Him. His name's sake. You know what? It's like, it's being holy. It is, be holy, for I am holy. And that's found in 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe, verse 16. Listen, God makes those holy whom He saves. You are holy because He's holy. It's not something you can obtain in His absence. You are set apart for Him and only in Him. All right? So we cannot be holy without Him. Ladies, when you understand who you are, then that's how you will live. I'm going to repeat that to you, kind of driving that home. When you understand who you are, then that's how you will live. You will live out what you believe about yourself. You will live out who you believe you are. All right? And that may come from self-talk, what you believe about yourself. It may come from talk from other people, and you take on that identity. Okay? You choose the identity that you take on. All right? So let me encourage you right now, and what this whole point about is, take on the identity of Jesus Christ. And let me say that differently. You will never be Jesus. That's not what we're talking about. But you can take on the identity being the character of Jesus Christ and what the examples He set out for us. And you're assisted in that by reminding you of this scripture, Psalm 23:3. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. It is working out your salvation. It is sanctification. When you begin to understand that you are His namesake, you carry the Christian name, which is Christ, you will strive to live and be more like Him. When you understand that's who you are. Why? Because you love Him. Really no other reason. You love Him. And when loving Him, you will not want to taint the name. Just like I never wanted my family's name, my dad's name, to be tainted. Because why? I love my dad. I revered my dad. I honored my dad. Same thing with our Heavenly Father. Love your father. Revere your father. Honor His name. Because it's for His name's sake. For His glory, not the glory of your own. When you begin to comprehend this, take hold of this, you know what, ladies? The pressure actually falls off of you. All right? Because you realize that this life is not about you, and you're not representing you and your failures and your imperfections, but you are representing Christ alone. And it's in this representation that you will draw the strength for living and changing your living and changing you from the strength of your soul. And you will no longer resist and fight against the changes the Holy Spirit is leading you to, because you realize, you know, these changes are necessary. These changes are bringing the refreshing and leading me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Remember, it's for your good and His glory. I encourage you to stop resisting. Okay, maybe we should stop there for a second and lose my notes for a minute. We should stop resisting Him. If the Holy Spirit has dropped into your spirit something that you need to work on, that you need to change, He will give you the strength and the power to do that, but you must be willing to obey and follow that change. Remember, it's for your good and for his glory. At first, it's actually really going to hurt. Oh my goodness, it is going to hurt. You mean God is asking me to stop doing that? Yes. You mean God is asking me to maybe even change my attitude? Yes. You mean God is asking me to change my way of living? Yes. You mean God is asking me to stop going to certain places and hanging with certain people and change my speech? Well, yes. And remember, he asked each of us to kind of do different things at different times in our life, all for our good and his glory. So, ladies, stop resisting. Yield to the Holy Spirit, and your refreshing will come. Oh, let's say that again. Okay, because I can just tell some of you are out there shaking your heads at me. Okay, ladies, stop resisting the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord. Stop resisting when you read the Bible and you say that scripture is not for me, but I know who it is for. Right? Don't we all do that? We picture somebody else instead of ourselves. That Bible is for you to keep yourself in check. All right? That is for you to follow and for you to apply to yourself. All right? Let other people read the Bible and apply it to them. You work on you. All right? So when you read that Bible, don't just pick out scriptures that you like for the moment because it makes you feel so good. Right? No. Ladies, dig in there. Find scriptures that put you in check and lead you to change. Because we are to change, to be more like him. We can't stay like ourselves and bring him glory and honor. We have to become more like him. It is his namesake. So yield to the working of the Holy Spirit inside you, working out your salvation, reaching those far corners of your soul that's all dusty and you don't want anybody looking into because it's dark, and you know what's hidden there. And guess what? So does God. All right? Because remember, we can't hide anything from him. He knows. Let his Spirit go into that area, teach you what needs to change there, yield to him, accept it, and glow. Glow in the light of the salvation. Do that. You will be refreshed because that's him leading you on the path of righteousness. The word says the law of the Lord is perfect. Refreshing the soul. Ladies, that's Psalms 19 and 7. So it says it refreshes the soul. Why? Because the law of the Lord is perfect. His ways are, his Bible is. Read it, apply it, and you will find the refreshing for your soul. It's all for the glory of your Father in heaven, his name, your family name. You're a part of this family, a rich heritage, a name that is all-knowing, all-powerful, Jesus. A name like no other name, and you get to claim him as your own, his name's sake. As he leads you to get to walk on these paths of righteousness, remaining in right standing with him, know that each step has been ordered for you. They get to be assigned to your feet. Okay? The Lord orders the steps of the righteous. His word also states, since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. For the sake of your name, Lord, lead and guide me. That's Psalms 31 and 3. It's all for his name's sake. Remember your good and his glory. Letting go, letting God, knowing whatever pain or frustration it might cause, it's temporary. And it's building something in you that's eternal. In Psalms 51 and 10, I'm going to get ready to wrap this up. It states, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. That's also what Psalms 23 and 3 is saying. It's renewing a right spirit within me. It's creating in me. It's not just cleansing me. It's not just making me pure. It's making me new. Okay? It's a creating inside of me. It's refreshing. Leading you all for his name's sake. It's that new heart and a new spirit. All which only can come by and through him. It's a work of God in you. It's his creative power. It's the same power that's available to the sinners to clean, purify, and create new in them. It's the same power that's still available to the Christians. And guess what? You still need it every day too. We need that creation, that spirit, and that power. Okay, we all need to be restored. We all need to be led. We all need him to lead us. and it's all for His name's sake. It is an increase in grace, essence of a man, but it is the character of a man, a character of a woman, the character of people. It's for Christians, and it's all for His name's sake. I'm going to ask Pastor Aaron to take over at this time and bring closing prayer and further guidance for you. Thank you for listening in.
Thank you very much, Sheila. What a powerful message on God, His Word, what His name, what that main name means, and what it means for each one of us. And so we just pray that you would take this message and just let it change you, but also share it with other people. If you know somebody who is just struggling with their life and holding on to God and living that life, we've all been there where we, one moment we feel like we're obeying Him, we're on the top, and next moment we feel like we're on a roller coaster, we're on the bottom. But the thing is, it's all about that name. And what Sheila says is taking on that name, taking on the character, the nature of Christ into you that will get you to live that life and to find your restoring and find that He's leading you. And so we thank God for that message. And once again, to just let you know, we do have a website. I want you to visit www.abidingloveworshipcenter.com. We also, if you would like to email us, just the same name, abidingloveworshipcenter@gmail.com. Well, we do have the Facebook up and running. We do have, like I said, a good friend list, but we want to add you personally. And so go to facebook.com/AbidingLoveWorshipCenter so we can not only bless you, because we do put 1 to 2 devotional things a day. We put reminders of our shows on just the internet radio broadcasts, you know, when they're going to be coming up. So we want you to connect with us there. Also connect with us on Twitter. com/AbidingLoveWC for Worship Center. Also, YouTube, just go to Abiding Love Worship Center channel. We have videos there. We want you to subscribe. Once again, friend us on Facebook. Put us in your Twitter network there as well. And also share people. The messages here on blogtalkradio.com/AbidingLoveWorshipCenter, because we want you to not only get blessed by those, but to bless others. You know, there's so many things that we want to bless others with, and we don't share that. And we need to be able to share that with others. And so we want you to take this message tonight on what's in a name and share with others. You know, it's all about reaching somebody for the first time, or we have them rededicate back to God, or just a bit closer to the Lord. So let's just close in prayer here. Father God, I just ask you to take this name. Your Lord, you even say in your word that if we pray anything according to your name, well, what's so important with that? Because you want us to pray it as if you were praying it. It is praying it according to your character, your nature, who we are in you. And so help us to pray according to your name. I pray that tonight, if somebody is out there who does not know you as Lord and Savior, that they will call out to your name. Your word says that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, Lord God, I ask you for that. For those who need to just come back, Lord, let them find a place to be just honest with you and come back to you. And those Christians, Lord God, who just need more power, I ask you to help them identify with your name so they will be restored, they will be led, and they will live lives of victory. And so we thank you, Sheila, for sharing the word in your heart. And we just ask you to continue to listen on the broadcast so we can bless you. But more than bless you, we want to challenge you to walk closer to God. And so, once again, when you're living in Christ, you're living in abiding love. We thank you for listening in. And now just go be the child of God that you are.